Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
3:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday Eve, and the weather's not bad. It's not as nice as it was the last couple of days. It's good. Nothing to be upset about, but it's not quite as beautiful as it was yesterday. That being said, let me tell you something. Despite any number of things that could have had me rack up one of those four bad days per month, remember, New York Post says everybody, every American will get four bad days each and every month, and generally speaking, you know, by 8:36 in the morning. Now, I don't know about late entries. Just saying. But all of that being said, the weather is not bad. And at 6 o'clock, as happy hour commences, happy hour maneuvers, right? Didn't Rush used to talk about those maneuvers? As happy hour maneuvers commence at 6 o'clock, Heidi and I will be out on the Arcadec deck enjoying a delightful beverage. And because I have not had a bad day, well, not one that clocked in at 8:36, I'm thinking doubles. I'm just going to tell you, I may actually have one for Sam as well, so that I can have a Sam-tastic evening. KC and the Sunshine Band are coming to my neck of the woods. Now, I'll tell you what, I would love to have them play in the backyard. I think that would be great. But they're actually going to be in Doswell, Meadow Event Park, Atlantic Union Bank After Hours, the Serve Pro Pavilion. It's August the 31st, 7 o'clock in the evening. I have a pair of tickets for you, and I'm going to give them away. I got to do math, so I'll just tell you, it's 5:20-ish. All right, make sure you're here for that. So what should we expect tonight from the Democrats' love fest? I mean, it's just been a lot of yelling. God, it has been, they have been so nasty. But to me, that's indicative of Democrats in 2024. They are angry, nasty people who live to insult other people. They really do. Brian Maloney has been around the block a time or two, organizing things politically, analyzing things. One heck of a talk radio personality through the years as well. And I am just always so very happy to say that he joins us each and every Friday Eve. Brian, thank you for being here, sir.
You bet. You bet. I think the DNC convention, Jeff, has been a snoozer because they're just too many speakers rambling on and on, making the same points, and then they push their star attraction to, 11:30 at night.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know if I was the only one who thought that, and you have to tell me honestly, just between us, did you actually stay up to like 12:30 for Joe Biden the other night?
I just watched tidbits of it. There's no way I could have gotten through all of it. It's sheer torture. I know why they pushed him into the late hour, but I mean, last night, they did Waltz at a late hour, and that didn't make any sense. And they've got way too many speakers. It's like everybody gets a turn, apparently, some kind of I'm important, so you got to give me 30 minutes up there. And then they all make the same. So I think they're boring the you-know-what out of everybody.
I'll tell you, I think you're spot on. And I look at them, and you're right. It's almost like the participation trophy that they've created for our children, right? Okay, well, you have an office, and Oprah gets up there and says, you get a speech, and you get a speech, and you get a speech, and you get a speech.
Yeah, my mama told me not to trust rich people. It's like, okay, Michelle Obama's net worth is $70 million, and Oprah's net worth is $3 billion. And by the way, I just checked those numbers today. I just verified them to make sure I knew what I was talking about. So those are the exact numbers, at least what Forbes estimates, and that's the gold standard. Rich people, it's like, and then here's the thing, Jeff. Those luxury suites at the DNC are $5 million each.
Lord.
So they're railing against the rich and saying they're going to do this and do that to the rich. Those very people are in the room. And I mean, what is going on here?
Well, Brian, and take a look at what they did to J.D. Vance, right? J.D. Vance, unless I've missed something, man, this is like the American story. This is the American dream. You come from nothing. Good Lord, your mother is a drug addict of some sort. You grow up in absolute poverty. You join the military. You use the GI Bill to put yourself through school, and good for him. He got into Yale. They trash him for getting into Yale after they just had six speakers, each of whom went to Yale.
It's unbelievable. You know, I really admire J.D. Vance, and he's really won me over during this campaign. He really knows how to attack the right targets in the right way. He is a brilliant debater. He will demolish, Tampon Tim. He will demolish him on stage. I can't wait for that night. They could sell tickets for that thing. It'll be so much fun. JD will annihilate them, and I think they're genuinely afraid of him.
Interesting. Do you think they're afraid of Donald Trump in the same way?
I think they're always afraid of Donald Trump. And it's interesting because, you know, Trump is now, I was wondering, like, Trump seemed kind of quiet. I was getting nervous this week. And I said, okay, it's the DNC. You're not, you know, but look, he's in Arizona. They're talking about tomorrow RFK Jr. endorsing him, dropping out of the ring. That's huge.
That is
huge.
Yeah.
I mean, because he was RFK Jr., from the internal polling that RFK Jr. and Nicole Shanahan is running, Nicole Shanahan in an interview a couple of days ago said, we're drawing more votes from Trump than we are from Harris.
Right.
And I thought, because I thought it was about half and half, but it's not. It's like 60-40 or whatever.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, you know, that could give Trump the 1 or 2% boost that he needs to win states that are critical.
And let me remind everybody, Brian Maloney is joining us. Brian is, without question, one of the best analysts when it comes to political campaigns. He's run them. He has just an amazing track record as a media personality. Brian, when we look at those states, and I personally was very happily surprised. I had gotten an email, right? I'm on all the campaigns' email lists, and so, you know, they keep you up to date. We're doing this, we're doing that.
Yeah.
So I saw this thing, said, Donald Trump is going to Arizona, and he's got this list of people, and it's a very impressive list, and he's going to be here and saying this, and here's the time. And I thought, well, number one, I'm happy to see him going and actively campaigning in these states, these swing states.
Right.
We don't hear any news of it. There's no news accounting of it.
Oh, no.
But he's out there.
Yeah.
Now, I get this other email from the Kennedy folks. In fact, I got a text from, I guess it's his press secretary, because he's been on the show a number of times. And they said, yep, Friday he's doing this big announcement. It's going to be in Arizona. And it took me a couple of seconds before I put two and two together and thought, well, gosh, that might be exactly what Trump needs to bring this whole thing home.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're both in Arizona on the same day, so there's obviously something going on. Yeah. And the weird news this afternoon, New York Post, no, it wasn't that, it was on Twitter, one of the news reporters was saying there's a weird amassing of Mexican police and military just over the border from where Trump will be visiting and speaking, so there's some nervousness about what that's about. So, you know, I'm so concerned at this point about his safety, because we know we can't count on the Secret Service anymore. But nonetheless, yeah, tomorrow looks really good, and I think he'll be able to steal some thunder from Harris with this. So the timing is perfect, but I really want Trump to get focused on issues. I want him to pound the table on tax cuts and the other issues, you know, the border, which he's going to do tomorrow, so I give him that.
Yep.
But, Jeff, he's got to get on these issues and just get focused.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. As per usual, Brian Maloney joining us. It's just, what, is it a month away before we've got early voting beginning in different parts of the country? So
we're at the 11th hour, Jeff. Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to raise money for to run some ads on behalf of Bernie Moreno in Ohio, who's running against Senator Sherrod Brown. Yeah, I just picked the race that was most critical, and I'm going to put up some outdoor billboards. So I'm raising money for that at Red Wave America PAC. So that's my project this year.
Oh,
each election cycle, I usually pick one. or two, and then, you know, funnel the money into bill. I like to do billboards.
Yep.
So that's the race we need for Republicans to take the U.S. Senate is Ohio.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely correct, Brian. And it is, as you point out, astutely point out, I should point out, it is the 11th.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
So give me your thoughts on what it is that Kamala Harris says tonight, and will there come a point where the legacy news people actually step up and say, gosh, she hasn't had any sort of a press avail for 32 days.
Right,
maybe we should do something.
Yeah. They're not taking press questions. She's not outlining very many positions. And when she does, it's full-on Marxism with price controls. Even the Washington Post criticized her for that, which was shocking. So it's devoid of substance until you get some substance, and it's scary as you know what.
Yep.
So I think tonight, if her entire thing is about, you know, joy, 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 and happy, 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 you know, she'll still have the white middle-aged females, you know, clamoring for her, and that's her base. And she'll still have them. They're never going to vote for Trump, so that's that. But I mean, does that broaden out support anywhere else? I think that also if she does stumble and we get word salads and we get weirdness, and if we get that awkwardness back, you know, the old Kamala, I think that's going to really hurt her. So this. You know, who knows? I mean, she could do well, she could do terrible, but I think, you know, Michelle Obama speaking, all those Democrats in that room were wishing that she were their nominee and not Harris.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. That's exactly who they wanted. And I don't know if we should say it or not, but the truth is, had she been the candidate, boy, I don't know. I don't think we would have come anywhere close.
We would have had trouble because Michelle is just so, you know, masculine and, I mean, and assertive and authoritative.
Yes.
And
yes.
I mean, she's dangerous in her positions, but I mean, she's formidable.
Yeah, exactly. And I guess I look at Kamala Harris. I don't want to speak for you, Brian, but I look at her as somebody who is, you know, it's kind of the Peter principle, right? She's failed her way right to the very top.
By doing nothing. I mean, she's never really done anything except be Kamala Harris and get promoted, and it's all the way to the presidency, and that's exactly, it's the Peter principle. Yeah. It's the book from the 60s that outlines how some people just rise to the top without doing a darn thing.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, listen,
it's infuriating.
It is infuriating. Now, how do we, in 75 days, get done what we need to get done? You're doing your part, obviously. You're helping out, as you said, in Ohio. That's a vital Senate race. Here in Virginia, I'm going to tell you, we've got a shot, but our Republican candidate, last poll that I saw, is down 11 points.
But he's a great candidate.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. But he's down 11 points, and Donald Trump is in a statistical tie with Kamala Harris. So we got to...
Virginia.
Yep, we got to get... Yes, in Virginia, we've got to get some of those Trump people to say, all right, we're going all the way down the ballot, man.
Yes.
This guy needs a team.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we have a great Republican candidate in Virginia for U.S. Senate. I mean, he should be getting the same numbers that Trump's getting. I can't imagine anybody voting for Trump and then going Democrat below that. It's weird. Why would you do it?
I don't know. There's some weird things that happen, man, but we're gonna do our best, or at least I'm going to do my best to remind people of that. I want to remind people, Brian, where they find you on social media, how they learn more about Red Wave America, Red Wave Pack, etc.
So what we've got are two pages going on Facebook with about 100,000 combined people following us. And the one where I've kind of centered my focus this year is on the Media Equalizer page. Mm-hmm. So it's facebook.com/MediaEqualizer, one word, Media Equalizer. And there's information there about our campaign in Ohio that we need contributions for, and our other activities. I mean, we have been working around the clock. We've got a team, and we're working really, really hard. And that's what everybody's going to have to do between now and Election Day. Work your butts off Otherwise, we're going full Marxism this year.
Absolutely. Brian Maloney, I thank you, my friend, for being here. The best
you
of the
bet.
Best. Absolutely, sir. Brian Maloney, again, look for a Media Equalizer on Facebook. Brian is just somebody whose opinion sought out by so many, and we are really, really fortunate that I was able to prevail upon Brian. We've been friends for a long time to join us on a regular basis. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.